Picture this, you're a sole trader or a small business owner and you have a problem with a digital giant like Facebook or Google. You could raise it with the company, but earlier this year, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission found their internal dispute resolution processes were seriously lacking. The ACCC said complainants needed a digital ombudsman, and it looks like that's finally happening. Jacqueline Breen reports.
Billy Crombie and her husband put in up to 70 hours a week at the small restaurant they opened in Victoria's Dandenong Ranges a few years ago. She says it's doing well. They do a steady trade. They're preparing to expand, which is why the odd one-star review that's popped up on Google has taken her by surprise.
I really struggled with it. And I genuinely thought that nobody would come to my restaurant because they'd seen this review and we were going to be shut down.
Billy Crombie says she's had reasons to think some of the negative takes might be fake or baseless, but she's had no luck taking it up with the tech giant.
Literally, you just feel powerless. If you even get a response, and that requires you to follow up and follow up and follow up, and who has time to do that? But basically, we have tried to have reviews removed from Google and we've been told no. Not possible.
The ACCC has found Facebook and Google lacking when it comes to complaints and internal dispute resolution for users of their platforms. Even some in big business told the Digital Platforms Inquiry that they struggled to make contact with the tech giants in order to even raise an issue in the first place. It's even worse for the little guy.
When there are consumer disputes, when there's an imbalance of power, a lack of choice, then having an ombudsman as part of the regulatory framework can be useful.
Judy Jones is Australia's telecommunications industry ombudsman. Her office currently handles complaints about phone and internet services. The ACCC considers it may be well placed to take on the digital platforms too, and Judy Jones has just told the federal government she agrees.
We agree that it would be useful for us to explore the feasibility of us taking on that role with the ACMA if that's what the government's policy position ends up being. We see it as convergence in the market.
She says it's too early to say what may be in a digital ombudsman's remit, but the ACCC said at a minimum the office should cover complaints from businesses relating to advertising and complaints from consumers around scam content. It said the ombudsman should be able to compel information, order compensation, and force digital platforms to take down scam content. Judy Jones says there would likely be scope for work on systemic issues as well.
So looking at a pattern of complaints that may affect more than one consumer, particularly perhaps vulnerable consumers in the same way, and working with the provider to get that issue addressed in a way that's fair and reasonable.
The ACCC said like the Telco Ombudsman's Office, the digital platforms one would be industry funded. Judy Jones says it's hard to say how the tech companies would respond to an ombudsman's engagement because the arrangement doesn't exist anywhere else.
It would be a world first, but the telecommunications industry ombudsman in Australia was also a world first. So Australia's been at the forefront of it before.
The federal government's response to the Consumer Watchdog's inquiry is expected before the end of the year.
Jacqueline Breen reporting.